Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hey, good. Hi. Welcome back after a long Labor Day weekend. This is Melanie Cole, and here at the top of the hour, we're talking about burning the candle at both ends. Could your job be making you sick? You know the feeling. Job stress, bosses overbearing and requiring too much. Projects are big. Deadlines have to be met. You get this feeling, you get the palpitations, you get the what we call spilkies, that feeling that something's not finished, that something's not done. Well, new research is showing that they can affect your health, and that those who worked more than 55 hours per week had a high stress level in their job, were 33% higher risk of stroke than those who worked a normal 40-hour week, and a 13% increased risk for a heart attack. Now, we've known the role of stress and that combination of stress with stroke and heart attack, but now your job could be doing it to you. It doesn't have to be some kind of stress like a spouse or somebody dying. It could be just that everyday thing that goes on with your job. What can you do about it? That's the big question, isn't it? You know that there are certain things you can do to reduce stress, and that's really, I think, what this story is all about for us. You know these top-of-the-hour news stories here at Radio MD. At my show, we talk about these stories, these things that are coming out, and what they mean to you. So what I want to say about this, and that's all I have to say about that, is that stress is definitely the silent killer. It is. So what can you do about your stress? Well, we know that exercise makes endorphins, makes you feel happier. So we know the first thing you can do is get some good activity, get some exercise, take a walk. If you're in the middle of your workday and you are just feeling up to your eyeballs in that stress and paperwork, get up, go walk around, go walk around the building a few times, go walk anywhere, go walk out to your car and back, anything you can do. Move around, get up, do some jumping jacks if you can't get away from your desk. Anything that you can do to add activity will certainly help. The off times, try meditation. I do it. I meditate almost every single day. I sit there, sort of a conscious nap, basically. And I just close my eyes and I think about things, what I'm doing, and I try and clear my mind, solutions to problems, and just empty everything out, throw it away in my mind, and I feel so much more relaxed when I'm done, maybe 20 minutes. Massage is a wonderful way. Taking omega-3 fish oils, that's another way that can really help improve your mood and thereby reducing some of the stress that you might have. Don't overdo the caffeine, because people think that because they're so busy at work that they have to stay awake, but that caffeine can actually add to the stress, can make you jittery and uncomfortable and add to your whole stress level. So go easy on the caffeine. Use things like exercise to give you that extra energy that you need. Have a cup of tea, not maybe chamomile tea, because that might put you to sleep when you're at work in the day, but have that at night. Try and wind down at night. Turn off your electronics. Take a bath. All of these things are really, really good for stress reduction. And if you don't want to be one of those statistics for stroke due to job stress or heart attack due to job stress and workaholic ways, type A personality, you really want to try some of these tips. Exercise, eat healthy, omega-3s, meditation, massage. Any of these kinds of things really can help reduce some of that stress that could be harming your health. We have a great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.